MCM 2012 Edition, Manual for Courts Martial, United States. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Part 3. 1. Which type of fact must not be subjected to reasonable dispute? Judicially noticed. 2. Which amendment to the Constitution provides the privileges against self-incrimination? 5th. 3. Which UCMJ article provides privileges against self-incrimination? Article 31. 4. What is defined as an acknowledgement of guilt? Confession. 5. What is defined as a self-incriminating statement falling short of an acknowledgement of guilt, even if it was intended by its maker to be exculpatory? Admission. 6. What includes any formal or informal questioning in which an incriminating response either is sought or is a reasonable consequence of such questioning? Interrogation. 7. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning probable cause searches? 315. 8. What is defined as an express permission to search and seize that is issued by a competent civilian authority? Search warrant. 9. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning seizures? 316. 10. Which RCM governs apprehension? 302. 11. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning interception of wire and oral communications? 317. 12. Which term means evidence having any tendency to make the existence of any fact that is of consequence to the determination of the action more probable or less probable than it would be without the evidence? Relevant evidence. 13. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning methods of proving character? 405. 14. Which term means the estimation in which a person generally is held in the community in which the person lives or pursues a business or profession? Reputation. 15. Which term refers to an alleged victim's mode of dress, speech, or lifestyle that does not directly refer to sexual activities or thoughts but may have a sexual connotation for the fact finder? Sexual predisposition. 16. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning communications to clergy? 503. 17. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning husband-wife privilege? 504. 18. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning classified information? 505. 19. Who is authorized to prescribe security procedures for protection against the compromise of classified information submitted to courts martial and appellate authorities? Secretary of Defense, SecDef. 20. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning informant identity? 507. 21. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning political votes? 508. 22. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning deliberations of courts and juries? 509. 23. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning privileged matter disclosed under compulsion or without opportunity to claim privilege? 511. 24. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning psychotherapist-patient privilege? 513. 25. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning victim-advocate-victim privilege? 514. 26. Which term identifies any person who suffered direct physical or emotional harm as the result of a sexual or violent offense? Victim. 27. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning the competency of a military judge as a witness? 605. 28. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning religious beliefs or opinions? 610. 29. When should leading questions ordinarily be permitted? Cross-examination. 30. The term child means a person who is under what age at the time of their testimony? 16. 31. Which term means child pornography or child prostitution? Exploitation. 32. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning prior statements to witnesses? 613. 33. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning opinion testimony by lay witnesses? 701. 34. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning testimony by experts? 702. 35. Which UCMJ article grants the trial counsel, defense counsel, and the court-martial equal opportunity to obtain expert witnesses? 46. 36. Which RCM governs the employment and compensation of expert witnesses? 703. 37. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning polygraph examinations? 707. 38. Which term identifies a person who makes a statement? Declarant. 39. Which term identifies a statement other than the one made by the declarant while testifying at the trial or hearing, offered in evidence to prove the truth of the matter asserted? Hearsay. 40. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning hearsay within hearsay? 805. 41. Which military rule of evidence should be referred to for guidance concerning requirement of authentication or identification? 901. 42. Amendments to the federal rules of evidence shall apply to the military rules of evidence how many months after the effective date of such amendments? 18. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.